When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, beauties, the new year is right around the corner. We all know that means new year, new you. And I don't care how cliche it is, I am willing to bet that you, just like me, have a host of goals that you have set for yourself in 2022. So myself and my team at The Fitness App want to help you get an awesome jumpstart on your new year's goals with 25% off an annual subscription to carry you all the way through 2022 with personalized workout programs, custom meal plans, meditations, sleep support, community, all your tracking goals met within the app, and so much more. Check it out today. It's $89, down from $119, and it is for a limited time only. So if you want this deal, jump on it. thefitnessapp.com/podcast deal.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
Oh, hey. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. I felt like I had to jump in with something special since it's just me today. Although I have seen a lot of people saying they kind of miss that old school.
Yeah.
And we've been doing, quote, as Cindy likes to say, some guestless shows for you guys. And we're going to be talking about eye health today. And I know you're thinking snooze, but I cannot tell you how many people I know put on glasses to read a menu.
That would be me.
Everyone I know, though, like, who's 40. I'm like, really? And they're like, oh, it's just age. And I was like, what the F? Like, people who live healthy, I've been hearing it for years. So anyway, I looked into that because it's like, it's a big, big deal. Mm. What can we do to protect our eyes? And there are things that we're doing to make it 10 times worse. So we're going to jump into that. And then here's another interesting one. And I got to give this up to Ben Greenfield. I read an article that he wrote about gum and, you know, all the health benefits of gum. And I was just like, what is this guy talking about with the, and it was actually pretty enlightening. I'm not so sure about some of it, but I'm straight plagiarism from Ben Greenfield article that I was going to kind of address today. Cause I actually thought it was kind of interesting, or of course I did, or I wouldn't be bringing it up. but of course we have some new news, not surprising at this point. But I am now officially engaged, although we did discuss it on the podcast a little while ago. I gotta say, the process of that reminds me so much of my life. Like, I had every intention to make that engagement like one of those kind of cheesy, memorable moments, right? We talked about it on Expectation Hangover, where it's like, oh, it was going to be this big surprise and it was going to be this epic moment, and every single aspect of it got sort of destroyed. And so it's like she found out about it, and the so was like the surprise was gone. And then I had planned on our original anniversary was October 7th. We had started speaking on October 7th of 2018. So I was like, I want to keep my anniversary date. So I'm going to propose on October 7th. But then the kids were like hell-bent on being a part of it. And I didn't have both kids. And I was going through some craziness with Heidi at the time. So like, it just wasn't the moment because it had, you know, involved the kids and the move and the whole thing. So I was like, okay, that's destroyed. Then we were supposed to go on a trip with her family in October to Nashville. And I was like, all right, this will be the perfect moment. And I, the last minute, like the whole trip ended up getting canceled. Like it was a family thing that went. So I was like, oh my God. Okay. So mind you, she knows about the ring though. So she's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, is she getting second? Where's my ring? Like, all right. So this is, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a mess. So then I'm like, okay, we don't have either of the two children over the weekend of Halloween. So we had our first date in New York at this place called Tokyo Record Bar. So I was like, that's perfect. Let's go to New York for the weekend. And she's like, I'm not going back to New York right now. It's a shit show. I'm like, baby, let's just go to New York. I'm not going to New York right now. It's cold. It's this, it's that. Could not get her to go to New York.
Classic.
So I was just like, let's just relax and we'll chill and stay in and whatever. Since we don't have the kids, I'm like, oh. Like, hey, gotta get that to happen. So I was like, oh my God, like we're in November. And you know, it's like trying to plan, you know, because now it's like, okay, you actually have to plan a wedding because everything's backed up because no one could get married the last year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I gonna do? I gotta get this done. And so, you know, I think she was like, okay, it's like, it's Thanksgiving has come and gone. Like what's happening with you? Cause I just kept trying to find like the, then I was like, okay, New Year's Eve. I'm going to do it New Year's Eve. Oh. So then I was like, oh, we'll take some sick vacation, you know? And then the Omicron virus just kept. Now they might shut down. They've shut down all travel to Africa because I was like, oh, we'll go to Namibia. That'll be perfect. We don't have the kids the second half of the holiday. So finally, it's like a Saturday morning. And I woke up and I was just like, you know, you wake up because she sleeps on her stomach. She's the world's worst cuddler. That is my top complaint. I'm like, you suck at this so bad. And she can't use a pillow. And I'm like, so in the morning I get snuggled. She'll snuggle at night. She'll lay next, like on my chest and then pass out. Cause I watch TV. Like she doesn't like to watch TV. She likes sports, but then she goes and she lays flat on her stomach face down. I don't know how she doesn't suffocate. And in the morning, then she's like more snuggled, like cause she can lay on her side. So every morning and like right before she goes to bed, you could snuggle her freely. So I was like, okay. So I was snuggling her and I was thinking to myself, you know, when you just think to yourself, like, oh, thank God for this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would know because of how you
Absolutely.
Feel about Lori. So I was like, we had this moment of a lull because it's been the fucking craziest year. And last year was crazy. And when I, you know, explained to you guys like how crazy, because there's been something pretty significant that I have not yet really gotten into. But I will. I just needed that saga to kind of come to some sort of conclusion that I could tell you guys that story in a way that made sense. So if you had any idea what this year has looked like not that it hasn't looked the same way for everybody I know, right? Everybody yeah. I know is like losing loved ones. Parents are sick or aging. Like tragedies are happening. People are being diagnosed. Like it's just, it's like the, it's worse. I honestly think this one was worse than 2020 for me. I yeah. really do.
2020 was more like, ooh, we don't know what's happening. This is weird. But it's like, it kind of made us all pause.
Yeah. If you had gone back in time and told me, like, one of the people closest to you in the world is going to relapse on crystal meth after a decade. And after being separated from Heidi for 4 years and co-parenting, like, pretty well. you're going to end up in one of the nastiest custody battles of your life.
For better or for worse.
It was worse. And I mean, I had an injury that was so severe. It was life-changingly severe, to the point that I was like, okay, I don't know what the future is going to hold. And she did not blink a fucking eye. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. How? Like, you've got all this baggage of my ex and the drama it creates, but it was really chaos the whole year. And it's like, who wants to take that on? If I met somebody and I could love them like completely, but they had all of that baggage that was just like so hard, not my children, but the drama, you know, do you know how hard that is?
Yeah, but you don't run just when things get hard. That's
get hard, real... Cindy. Holy shit. I guess not. I mean, I guess because Lori and you were together through ovarian cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just kept thinking like, where's the part where you cut and run? Where's the part where it's like, I didn't sign up for this? You know what I mean? Where's that moment?
Well, I mean, if you turned into like a lunatic and, you know, she had to hide the knives or something, that might be something you didn't sign up for.
You can say that. I hear you.
Life happens. And as we get older, more of life happens. So that's
what you say that.
Yeah, it's called true love.
You think? I mean, yeah. I've dated. I'm 47. It's not like I haven't dated. I've been in many, not many, but I've been in a good three other significant long-term relationships. And then the rest were like a year, maybe 2 years. There's one person, like I've always said, I've spoken about before, who is the salt of the earth that I dated. And I was young and stupid. And she's just an angel. And we're still friends to this day, like a wonderful human who dated me before I was famous, before I had anything. Her name is Lerone, and she's just a beautiful person. You know, like I can't say that, you know, about many people that I've dated. You're like, yeah, it didn't end great, or we weren't for each other. But that person is a beautiful human that I will always adore and respect and care about and wish the best. And it's mutual. Other than that, I think anybody else, it's like, oh, I didn't sign up for this. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I got upset at a friend did something, like Heidi couldn't even hear it, couldn't be bothered, couldn't deal with it. And it's like, just, I mean, I don't know. Like, and it's like, well, why did you date her? And in the beginning, she was a different person. After the kids, it was like, I can't be bothered with anything about you, you know? And, you know, people do that. But this was like, that was, we like, she didn't experience anything like what Tashana has experienced with me. Nothing, zero, nada, nothing. And her and everybody else that ever existed, I think, not that anybody ever left me. I just felt like they, you know, Tashana's the one that was like, all right, well, you know, here we are. To the point that I was like, I don't know what I would be like. I just don't know about this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're laying in bed and I was just like thinking that thought, you know, where you're like, thank God for this person. And in that moment, I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. Like, why does it have to be pomp and circumstance? And why does it have to be this big to-do? Like, why can't it just be real and organic and authentic? And so I call her Schmoopy, but Phoenix changed it to Smush because in the beginning, he was like, couldn't say Schmoopy. So he'd be like, Smushy. So then Smush took over. So I was like, Smush. And literally asleep. And I was like, Smushy. And she's like, I'm like, wake up, Smush. And she's like, rawr. And I was like, Smush, will you marry me? She's like, okay. You know, they thought I was kidding. And I was like, Smush, I love you so much. That whole stupid speech. And she's like, okay, baby, I love you too. I'm like, no, I'm serious. She's like, are you serious? And I was like, I am, I'm serious. And she's like, what? She's like, well, baby, you gotta go get a ring or something. And I was like, hold on. So I like ran to the safe where I had this, it hidden in the safe, and I proposed officially. And that was it. So now it's like, now we're engaged. And now, you know, I guess the rest of it sort of plays out however it's meant to. You know, with COVID and everything, I don't know what that's going to look like or when, but that's it. And I just think, you know, when you find that person who like is with you through ovarian cancer, right? With you through the death of a loved one, or, and she's been through that. I mean, she's been through a lot. Oh my God, this girl has seen it almost all with me, like literally almost all. I don't know, other than a cancer diagnosis, a life-threatening diagnosis, although what I went through, I thought was pretty life-threatening. Not ending my actual life, but ending my life as we both knew it. Like, how do you, I don't know. I think if you find someone like that, you hold on tight and you don't let go.
Yeah.
And that was always my fear with relationships, is I always was like, you know, people change, shit goes south. Mm-hmm. Like they change and things that, you know, life happens and you can't hold it against them.
But I think if you communicate and you keep everything, there's on the surface, there's no, you know, building up the arsenal of histrionics and then boom, it all exploding. It's growing together. And if there's mutual love, mutual respect, sometimes you don't. But
sometimes
I think
you don't, like, shit just
very often
happens.
You do.
Really?
You know, I look at my sister and her husband. They got together their second semester or second year in college, second year, I think. And they've grown together. So there's a trust there, so that when one starts going off in a direction, the other one can pull them back, and they're pulled back to their mutual goals and mutual respect. And
but that's just not, I've never had that. I mean, not to go on another
tangent, I know.
But like, even my parents, you know, after their divorce, they were unrecognizable for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them, but they're not the same people that they're vastly different humans. And the way they related to me was vastly different. And I've had friends go through crazy, crazy shit, as particular divorces. And you're just like, whoa. And they're like on another planet. They like,
well, I'd be a different person without Lori, you know, and that, and that's in the, that's in the opposite way. You know, it's like,
I've
never experienced this before either until Lori,
right.
You know?
Right. Okay. I knew that. Yeah.
Some exes were good people. Some exes weren't. But
Heidi wasn't a bad person, but like literally when she had Phoenix, I never saw the person that I met again. And it turned into, you know, all of her childhood shit. It was like, you know, feeling controlled or, you know, not being able to express herself or whatever issues she had became, you know, if I tried to discipline Phoenix or give him boundaries or... Yeah. You know, I became the overbearing parent, and I all of a sudden became the bad guy in my own family. It was like overnight. And
I think
woman,
parenting changes relationships.
Oh my God.
Sure.
But like, I mean, how? Like, you're just like, I mean, she was unrecognizable.
It could go either way.
I spent 5 years trying to like claw her back and couldn't do it. I was like, until the point that I was, you know, we've talked about this before, that I was like, so palpably unhappy that I was like, if I don't get out of this, like, I can't live like this. Like, this is crazy. And you know,
it's like the exact
change.
It's almost
Jenna was the exact opposite.
I was going to say,
exact opposite.
Right now is if I were out of this, I'd go insane.
Yes.
You know? So that's wonderful.
It's the exact opposite. And the fact that like, I know how we handle kids together. You know, I know how we handle sickness together now. I know how we handle a globe changing pandemic. I know how, you know, like we've been through all of this now, and I'm like, all right, anything could happen, but I think we're pretty good for me to like, I feel safe, you know, counting on this. So anyway, that's the status. And as it continues to unfold, I'll update everybody, but I definitely think COVID's going to, who knows, right? I'm like, put a damper on public gatherings.
Look at your big plans for proposal and
yeah, disaster. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Ah, thanks, Mama. If you're home for the holidays, why not make it the coziest place to be with the Jenny Kane Home Collection? So whether you're doing a little refreshing or a full-on remodel, Jenny Kane has everything from little things like candles and slippers to furniture made from solid wood and the highest quality materials. They also have dinner and serveware for all types of entertaining with pieces starting at $25 and pillows and throws that are the epitome of comfort. I mean, I absolutely love the Sonoma cotton and cashmere pillows because they're super soft. And I know I'm going to have them for a really long time. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use the code Jillian Michaels at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code Jillian Michaels, jennykane.com, promo code Jillian Michaels. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Ugh, I'm just slugging down a pre-workout supplement because after we're done I gotta go to the gym. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, it's a weird color. God. Very strange.
Oh, it's like my brother used to call it mud. He's like, that's mud, it's mud. I'm actually just texting to Shanna to tell her to take hers that I left on the kitchen counter. Take
ew, so it's been sitting there getting that supplement. Weird film on the top sludge. Of it, right? Oh. Why is your water green?
Okay, so my water has chlorophyll and
oh my God.
This stuff called cell food drops, right? Because I'm trying to oxygenate my blood to like, I actually have got some really fun, like I've been like deep into like healing my body and all this stuff. So I do that. And then I have in this pre-workout, I've got green tea powder, beetroot powder. Oh my God. Okay. Hang on. It's so foul. Then I put my actual greens, my Alaya Naturals greens in it. Then I put my Miracle Reds in it. And then I put electrolytes in it. And it is just pure sludge.
Well, I watch you drink your sludge and then wash it down with green water. So I, like, when does the fun start?
Woo, God. Yeah, I don't know because if I have more than one tequila these days, I get sick. So this is, like, what is that? I'd love to tell you that it's because my body's so clean. Is it an aging liver? Like, what the hell?
I've always
been a lightweight.
I can never
two drinks to begin with. Like, I've never been able to. Like, I was the girl that would, like, throw them behind my shots behind my shoulder at bars when I was a kid.
When you told me that, you would do a shot and then spit it back into the glass.
And so I would, like, literally nobody would see it. Hold the glass in my hand, spit it back in the glass, and then throw my arm down like, whoa, man.
No, spill it and drop it on the floor of Heidi where nobody was seeing you because everybody was recovering from their own shots.
Yep. Exactly.
Well played.
Thank you. eye health. Moving on. So this is obviously a thing, right? I mean, this is everybody tells me like this is gonna happen. You're gonna need glasses, your close-up vision is gonna fall apart. But there's a host of other things that go on. Like my mom has struggled with some eye issues. Like as people get older, the eyes seem to just really like you might not get health. Your heart disease, you might not get cancer, but everybody seems to have their eyes affected. And one of the worst things are the different types of light. top being the blue light and your computer and your phone. And the fact that we sit here and we stare at our screens for hours and hours and hours. So an easy fix to this is you can get like a little blue blocker screen cover. You can get a blue blocker computer cover. Some phones now have natural blue blockers. Like Dee got that Samsung Fold and she loves it. And it's like her phone's like orange all the time. Cause she would get like headaches and her eyes would hurt the whole thing. Cause she'd sit there and like stare at her computer working or whatever. So blue blocker glasses, blue blocker screen covers for your phone, your computer, or set it to like naturally block it. It just greatly strains and stresses your eyes. Following up, let's finish the light conversation before we talk about taking breaks from the screens, because that's relatively obvious. You don't want to get a ton of UV rays. You got to wear UV protecting sunglasses outside.
Yeah, that's crucial.
I mean, and I think one of the reasons my vision hasn't gone so bad like everybody else's, because I'm pretty old. Supposedly it starts at 40. I'm 47. I'll be 48 in February. And like, I always have to wear sunglasses because my eyes are light and I'm blind outside. I can't see. Cannot see. Like, I can barely open my eyes. And they say that when you have light eyes, your eyes are more sensitive. So I've had to wear sunglasses for years. Yeah.
Lori's
and
like
another
that too.
Thing. Yeah, I cannot see. And I think another blessing is I always used to get melasma, which were like dark patches on my skin if I'm in the sun. So I hide from the sun, which is a skin conversation. But like, I literally am never in the sun. It goes through sunblock. I'm never in the sun. So I'm pretty good about UV exposure without ever having thought about it back in the day. I was like, I don't want splotchy skin or because otherwise I would have been tanning. I would have like still that tan look, you know, I would have been irresponsible. I was when I was 20, like until I started to get those splotches on my face, which I'm pretty sure happened, by the way, after I was at 25 and started taking Accutane. It's a different conversation. Yeah. Yeah. So another one is the lights in your house. LED lights are bad, really bad for you. You want OLED lights.
What's
organic
that?
Light emitting diodes.
Are they different? The LED are such a weird color to me.
Totally different than LED. Oh, wow. So basically, OLEDs use like thin layers of organic compounds. Like, I guess I don't fully understand this, but rather than like blue light coated in yellow phosphorus in traditional LEDs, bottom line is OLED is way better for you, or natural incandescent bulbs. Way better for your eyes. Way better. So the light issue, number one, address all those things. Number two, you got to take breaks from the screen.
Yeah.
You got it. It's just like you need to stand up, just like you need to walk around, just like you need to get the blood circulating, just like sitting is the new cancer. Like, get up. Walk around, walk the dogs. What are you going to say, Mom?
Yeah, no, that's the first thing in my, when I first started like a desk job in my 30s, that's all of a sudden I couldn't refocus when I looked distance. And that's the first thing the doctor said was I don't know if it was every 20 minutes, spend 2 minutes refocusing at the distance, like screen distance.
Well, that's the next one. Distance, practice distance, look off into the distance. So that your eyes are, because they get so adapted to like things up close.
Yeah. Your brain needs to refocus.
Scan the horizon for prey. Like, literally, they say that, you know, we didn't evolve to stare at shit right in front of our face. So like, scan the distance, like look at things, look for things, take breaks and practice distance. Another thing is there's something called the Bates method, which is this guy that created these different eye exercises, like things like even like palming, like where you place your palms over your eyes to give your eyes a break.
Oh, wow.
It just removes all light. Like if you try it and you just lay there, I like to do it now. I palm and I do my Wim Hof breathing exercises. Yeah, this is what happens when you're getting older. You're just like, what can I do to not die? Or you get hurt. That changed the game for me. But like that, the, like, check out, just wow, Google the Bates method. There's all different exercises on there for like all different kinds of eye conditions. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. Really interesting. And then of course your food, right? So, I mean, look, we all know like carrots are good for eye health, but it's the vitamin A in the carrots. So you're looking for things, orange vegetables, things, orange fruits and vegetables, apricots, cantaloupes, sweet potatoes that all have vitamin A. Citrus fruits, because of their, you know, they're, it's an antioxidant. So it has neuroprotective effects. And it helps slow down age-related eye disease. So anything with vitamin C, right? We want vitamin C, you know, obviously citrus. You can take vitamin C, but I try to get, I mean, that's such an easy one to get from the food. You generally don't need to supplement that. Ginger, which is kind of interesting because it essentially enhances the bioavailability of the carotenoids with the vitamin A.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So you want to kind of take it together. So you want to take like your orange vegetables with some ginger, and it can help essentially minimize the absorption of the blue light, supposedly. It helps reduce oxidative damage.
That's a
cold water fish. I mean, we know this one, omega-3s, omega-3 fatty acids. But remember, if you're not getting enough fish, which most people are not getting, wild caught salmon, they're just not, or sardines or any of that stuff, take krill oil. Because, and we've done whole segments on this, krill has the omega-3s, but it's way more shelf stable than fish oil. And you don't have to like do a deep dive on whether or not it's high quality or it's gone bad or it's got mercury in it. Alaya has krill oil. Did you ever send me it? I feel like you sent me an Alaya order. Did you?
I did. You sent it to me. I'll be sending you a new one soon, but yes, I do the krill oil.
Oh, I did. I just, because I remember that was on it. And then I was like,
by the way, my cholesterol did drop a bit this year, and I'm going to say it's krill oil.
See, I told you. Leafy green vegetables. I mean, come on. This is so obvious, but I mean, it's got, you know, kale, spinach, collards, turnip greens, but they contain lutein, and I don't know if I can pronounce this one, zeaxanthin. They both play a role in eye health, and they help prevent age-related macular degeneration. Or something known as AMD. And there's a study that found that women who had diets high in lutein were 23% less likely to develop cataracts than those who were low in that nutrient. So like, by all, dude, eat your greens.
I actually take lutein because macular degeneration's in my family. My grandmother, my father, his brother. So I've been checking my macular on a regular basis and taking lutein with that Z word that I can't pronounce either.
Zeaxanthin, I think. Here's one that's easy to do. Goji berries. Just buy some dried goji berries. You can get them on Amazon. And I put them in oatmeal. I put them in yogurt. It was used in Chinese medicine as an eye tonic to promote healthy vision. Yeah, but it's got all the things, right? The zeaxanthin in it. goji berry. I mean, it's Dr. Oz covered that, I think, 1,000 years ago with regard to goji berries being a health food, and they were on trend for a while. Then things fall in and out of favor because... Of course, you know, why wouldn't a superfood be trendy? But it's still healthy even now, even though 10 years have passed, it's still good for you. And it's such an easy thing to incorporate. Now, this one is going to become the thing. I think the reason it hasn't become as big of a thing as it could is because it's expensive. And it's saffron. I have been waiting for saffron to become the new turmeric since, as I said, these things are trendy. For years. It's so good for you. And I even talked to Shauna about it at Alaya, and I was like, why don't you do a set? She's like, Jill, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's just, she's like, to pass that cost on to the consumer, she's like, I just don't know that that's our brand. It's like, you can get something called Afron, which is like, a saffron, I don't know, extract. It's a lot cheaper. Yeah. But it's, you know, saffron is big. It's big for everything, dude. It's big for focus. It's big for mood. It's like great for cognitive function. My brother-in-law, who's a pharmacist, actually started a supplement. Because he's like, all I do is sell ADD drugs all day long and like Alzheimer's drugs. And so he has this thing called Sephoria online. Hang on. Yeah, Sephoria.com. Sephoria. And he, you know, he made it. But you can get the spice and cook with it, obviously. Just so, some of us don't cook. A lot of places don't use it because it's very expensive. But it's really good for you. Obviously, everything I just talked about helps to prevent macular degeneration and all the other benefits. Saffron's a big one, but like I said, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
So those are my top tips, Schminderoni.
I like them. I like them a lot. My eyes thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Onward. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's P-R-O-L-O-N life.com prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right. So as promised, straight up, I guess it's not plagiarism if you acknowledge it comes from someone else.
You say, quote.
Yeah. So, well, it's not really a quote. He wrote an article about gum. And I've always like hated gum. I'm always thinking like, oh, it's going to upset your stomach. And it's filled with all kinds of garbage. And, you know, it's going to contribute to TMJ. And it's like, you know, so I've always been like anti-gum. But with all due respect, gum is filled with shit, right? Like it's got like all kinds of chemicals and preservatives and fake sweeteners and even real loaded with real sugar. Just shit, complete crap. And it's just a sponge of poison. I've literally always, do you know what I mean? I'm like, and it's always made me hungrier personally because it's making your digestive. Right. So this is my sort of like, I don't know. I've not experienced it, but then Ben Greenfield had said, you know, he brought up some interesting points about how, well, first of all, gum has been around for thousands of years, right? They've found like, you know, literally chewed gum, like going back thousands of years. Oh my God. Vikings used to chew on leather straps and, you know, for pain management, and went on to say like, oh, it helps with, you know, chewing gum can boost cognitive function, focus, attention, memory, productivity. I mean, I've not noticed that. I don't chew, like I said, I don't chew gum at the gym because it gets like, except I don't want air in my stomach. Like it, you know, I'm like jumping around at like, I don't know if I'm swallowing spit all the time. I don't even drink a ton of water while I'm working out, very little. Cause like, I can get a cramp. I drink after. His theory is that it can support weight loss by preventing you from snacking. I always found that I just end up snacking when I'm done chewing the gum. But again, like there's more to this. So hold on. Strengthening the muscles in and around your jaw. And I'm still sort of like, do we want that extra tension? I would definitely warn against it if you have TMJ, talk to your dentist. Okay, activating your vagus nerve, which is a real big thing. Jim Donovan talked about this. And we've got some of his meditations in the app where you hum. And then I started, and it puts Deshanna to sleep every
when you hum or when she hums?
When she hums, just a hum. So she plays Jim's. It's hilarious too, because she cannot hold a note. So it's like this pretty girl. And it's like, oh. I'm like, oh. I don't have the heart to tell her. I'm like, okay, baby, it's super cute. You know, hey, can't win them all. So, but it by stimulating the vagus nerve, which is a real big thing. We should probably do a much bigger segment on it as I've learned more about it. It relaxes you. It has to do with your whole entire nervous system. And when you do, and then you think, oh, right, that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. Like, hey, I guess they were onto something, right? I don't know how chewing gum would do it, but it says activating your vagus nerve. So, okay. I mean, that's supposed to calm you down and help with anxiety. Helps you digest food better and reduce acid reflux. Promotes a healthier mouth and cleaner cavity-free teeth. I was like, all right, interesting. Now, the guy's not a kook. He's not. He's out there kind of a guy, you know, like the kind of guy that does shit your average bear would not do. You know, but that's what influencers are. They're all, well, actual experts. I'm not going to call him an influencer. I'm going to say experts are usually nuts. Like if you followed my supplement regimen, you'd be like, the bitch is nuts. I can't keep up with this. This is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, however, I think it's interesting when people like this sort of take a deep dive on something and then give you a take. So I've kind of played devil's advocate on, or you know, I've given you my counter arguments on it, but here's what I think is interesting. Okay. If you're chewing shit that isn't off the counter crap, that's definitely going to change the game. Off the counter, over the counter crap, right? So he's got a couple different kinds of gum here. I'm just going to rip straight from his article. So this one boosts cognitive performance, right? And he has the studies, a 2015 review of four studies, a review in the Journal of Behavioral Neuroscience Research. Like, he's got his references here. The guy does his homework. That's where I'm like, all right, I should do more homework. I don't know. I haven't done a deep dive on this. All right. So in order to avoid sweeteners, flavorings, artificial colors, preservatives, and just basically nothing good, he's got one here. All right. It's called Chixa gum, natural Mayan chewing gum. So this one is just, I guess, to enjoy a healthier gum, but it doesn't have a ton of, I'm reading his article. It doesn't have a ton of like health benefits, this particular gum, but I think it's better for you than all the other gums because it has like organic gum base, organic glucose, organic flavor. So it's just a typical gum alternative. But then he's got this thing called Sleek Gum, S-L-I-Q-U-E gum, designed to help keep you, quote, sleek and slender. Now, we all know that there's no such thing. But what this could, what I think the argument here is that it helps you with your energy. So it says the main ingredient is frankincense resin, which was actually chewed by ancient Middle Eastern travelers during long journeys to satisfy cravings and keep them from getting hungry. So I was like, all right, that's kind of cool, right?
Wow.
Yeah, that was neat.
That's biblical.
And then it's flavored with it's flavored with xylitol, peppermint essential oil, and spearmint essential oil.
Ugh, xylitol. Blah.
I know. Yeah, but it's not, at least it's not Splenda, you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
So I was like, all right, there's a purpose for that. There's another one called Lucy Gum, right? So this is the cognitive stimulant.
As in I love.
I swear to God, L-U-C-Y, Lucy Gum. One of my go-to gums for long, grueling days of writing and other work is nicotine gum. So it's nicotine gum. Now, I know people are going to freak out about this.
Wow.
I know, but I've actually, nicotine actually, don't go messing with this, but don't. But years ago when we were, when I was creating a fat burner and looking at all the different ingredients and everything, nicotine was one of them. And I was like, nicotinamide.
Wow.
But it, you know, when you're not thinking cigarettes, it's sort of, I'm not going to say it's sort of like caffeine, but nicotine helps with things like cognitive function. It's a performance enhancer. It's also highly addictive, as is caffeine.
I wonder if that, this Lucy gum, would that replace like those nicotine gums for quitting smoking?
Cigarette smokers?
I wonder. People look into that if it's more natural.
Nicotine is a potent cognitive stimulant. He's absolutely right about that. There's no question. Improves motor skills, attention capacity, memory, reaction time. May even have neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory effects. I mean, that's true. But you like with everything, right?
Not adding that.
You've got to be so really do your own research on this because I haven't. I've never gotten involved with it. So I really haven't. I knew about it back in the day. I knew it had these health benefits, but I never looked into like, how much was the safe dose, how to ingest it, in what form, how often, what the negative side effects are. And you know what, Cindy, make a note. Maybe we should actually do something about that.
Yeah.
So proceed with caution. I've not done my homework here. But this is definitely not a black or white thing. So this Lucy gum, right? Most nicotine gum is filled with artificial sweeteners, chemicals, and other shit. Ben Greenfield did not say shit. I said shit. But this one apparently is aspartame free, 4 milligrams of nicotine per serving. We're really do your homework on this, like I said, or I'll do some for you guys and report back. Cause we don't need you getting addicted to nicotine, even though I'm addicted to caffeine, but I know exactly what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I know exactly how much, I know exactly what form, I know exactly when to dose it. And I get all the benefits and none of the negative side effects of it. I haven't done my homework on it with nicotine, but I would bet my life it's pretty similar. Mm. All right, neurogum, which is, quote, nootropic. All right, so neurogum, a favorite of Silicon Valley tech heads, contains natural nootropic ingredients that are proven to enhance cognitive performance. Okay, so let's see. Neurogum, also free of aspartame and sugar, and it's flavored with natural peppermint and cinnamon. It's got 40 milligrams of caffeine with 60 milligrams of L-theanine to decrease your jitteriness. And they also have mints for calm and clarity with GABA and vitamin D3. I actually thought about buying this one. It's called Neurogum. And then I would just, you know, cut back on my afternoon coffee, but 40 milligrams of caffeine is nothing for me. I do 400 a day. So I'm like, huh. I'm not having the fancy meal, 40 milligrams.
That's just child's play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who knows? Like, you could just have a cup of matcha tea, but I don't know. I'm going to try it. I want to find out for myself. Peat gum, which is a longevity gum because it has NAD in it.
Peat?
So NAD, peak, P-E-A-K. NAD is an anti-aging supplement. It's kind of a long story. I've tried to get this guy, to get into like what it does in the body and your sirtuin genes and all this stuff. I want to get this guy, David Sinclair, on forever.
We'll tell him it's about dogs. Cause remember he went on.
Dr. Becker's show. Yes. Yes. So annoying. So, but if you take that with resveratrol, so I actually add that into all my supplements. I add NAD with resveratrol. It's more effective that way. But, you know, I personally wouldn't get this in the gum. However, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the gum. Check it out. Then there's something called Mighty Gum, which is an immunity boosting gum. It's got ashwagandha, astragalus, elderberry, reishi. Those are also things that I use pretty strategically. So like I don't supplement elderberry regularly or astragalus regularly, only when I'm sick. So like I haven't been sick, but I did think I was getting a cold a month ago and I used like the Alliance Naturals new immunity booster because it has all that stuff like the garlic, the oregano, the zinc, the lipospheric C, the elderberry, but like, I don't want to take that. I actually don't want to take that stuff on the regular, but maybe look into it. I don't think this is something, you know, that you need to take regularly. I would take something when I'm sick and I would take a more robust product. Hey, interesting nonetheless.
Absolutely is.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I've
got. Those are all your gums.
Well, they weren't mine. They're Ben's, but yeah.
All Ben's gums for today, folks.
Ben's gums, yeah. All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.